When I was younger, I was trying a bunch of different sports and none of them really ever clicked. Like I had tried football, I had done baseball for a while. I was trying any sport because I had just finished baseball and didn't really know where to go from there. And I really enjoyed swimming lessons and thought swimming was a lot of fun, so I tried doing it competitively. And I was pretty good at it, so I stuck with it.
When you started out, did you ever expect to be, you know, going to Easterns or qualifying for Olympic trials?
When I first started, I couldn't have told you that there was a level above, like, a double-A time. So I don't think so. But it kind of just snowballed. Like, every year I would get better and better standards. Like, I think every single year I had gotten a better standard by the end of it.
So was this your first time at Easterns?
It was. I've had Eastern times for 3 years now, but the last 2 years, there's been reasons why I didn't go. If I was like on vacation or just didn't have that many Easterns.
Going into Easterns, what were your goals?
Honestly, I mostly only had a goal for my 100 back. I really wanted to break a minute and get that trial time, which is what I ended up doing. So I qualified in two events, the 100 back and the 50 free. And the 50 free is the fastest event, really, by a long shot. So I had to swim it in 24 and a half seconds to get the Olympic trials. And at Easterns, there was 20 people who made finals. So for the 50s and the 100s, things I'm good at, the decimal is like ridiculously important. So even if you barely lose a race, it's going to be a big difference. And especially with the trials cut, like the standard for it, it's super hard to make. And if you mess up any little thing, it's pretty much your shot is blown.
You go to the trials the first time and sometimes you don't make it. But will you be disappointed if you don't make it?
Not even a little bit. My best placement was my 100 back, and I came in sixth in Easterns, which Easterns is fast, but Olympic trials is way faster. So my best placement so far was sixth, and that was only including the Eastern half. And you need to win something at Olympic trials to be considered for, like, Team Canada, I'm pretty sure. I am planning on swimming in university, but at this point, I don't really know how easy or how much time I'm going to have in university with the degree I'm taking. But I do plan on swimming definitely the first year, and if I can manage it, then I'll keep swimming after that.
You know, as one of the swimmers that is graduating this year with Kodiak Vikings, you have a lot of youth looking up at you. And what do you tell those kids who, you know, want to be just like you?
I think the most important thing, at least for me, was being confident. But that's something I never lacked, even when I wasn't the fastest or when I was really slow and had really bad days. It didn't matter as long as I was kind of confident that I could swim fast, at least to some level. It always helped me in practice, believing that I could do whatever the practice said I had to do. For a long time, the practice had like three or four different times you could go for, like the fastest or like a medium pace or the slower one. And no matter what the practice was, I would always pick the fast one. I believed if you really wanted to make it, not only did you have to be confident, but you really had to own it.
If you don't make it to the Olympics this time, and is that a disappointment for you, or is it, you know, there was the opportunity of a lifetime?
I would say I wouldn't really be disappointed. I don't think my entire life is summed up to just swimming and making the Olympics. So in my aspect of it, I'm going to think that, like, my family and my job is more important than swimming later on. But I would love to make the Olympics because that would be super cool and it'd be amazing. It'd be a wonderful experience. I'm not really stressed about it.
Have you found the training difficult in swimming? Is it a lot of people find it consumes a lot of their time?
We did the math, and it turns out I've swam at least 5,000 hours in practice. But do I regret it? I would say I don't. I don't think I always loved swimming. I always enjoyed it. But the last couple of years, it's been much more fun. I've had way better of a time doing it, especially in practice. So I haven't regretted actually going. And the only thing I would regret is not trying as much my first couple of years. But I still think I put in more effort than anybody else.